This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I want to take your mind back in time a little bit to the growing cities of the early 20th century. Back then, rent strikes were a common tool to protest conditions in crowded tenements. Now it seems the practice is making a comeback in Los Angeles and other cities with tight housing markets. KPCC's Matt Tinoco reports.
It was bad news when Joanna Ochoa's landlord told her back in January that her monthly rent would go up by $100. But the alarm bells really started going off in April when the rent went up again, another $250.
Everybody started thinking, whoa, this is too much.
The same thing happened to virtually all the residents of the Burlington Apartments, a 200-unit complex just west of downtown Los Angeles, built in the late 1980s. LA has rent control laws, but the Burlington Apartments are too new to qualify.
That's when us tenants started realizing, no, something's wrong. This is not right. And then that's when we started getting information, and that's when we started a little strike.
A rent strike. To pressure their landlord into negotiating rental rates and addressing neglected upkeep, tenants in about 80 units just stopped paying rent. On a recent summer evening, about 200 residents and activists marched through their neighborhood in protest.
You have tenants who have been living in deplorable conditions for many, many, many years. And now the landlord is raising their rents, and it's caused a crisis with the tenants.
Trinidad Ruiz is a volunteer with the Los Angeles Tenants Union. The group teaches renters their legal rights, like how in California they can withhold rent if a landlord fails to properly maintain a building.
All they have are their rent checks, and so they use that because really they don't have any other recourse.
In a written statement, landlord representative FML Management said that rents have been raised to cover operating costs. LA's not the only city to see rent strikes. A check of the web turned up similar actions this year in San Francisco, New York, D.C., Houston, and Portland. These are all places that you would expect them to be if you're Michelle Wild Anderson, a Stanford professor who studies urban poverty.
These are places that are we could think of as job rich and housing poor.
That is, metro areas that have added many more new jobs and residents than housing units, the classic recipe for high rents.
The rent levels and the housing conditions have gotten so far out of whack with each other that people basically start yelling from their windows that they're not going to take it anymore.
Burlington resident Ray Estrada gave me a tour of the complex. Rotting walls are soft to the touch. Recently painted surfaces are cracked, showing mold underneath. In the parking garage, residue from sewage overflows clings to the walls and the pipes. Then he took me up to the roof.
There's certain areas here that are very...
I interrupted him before he could say soft.
I can feel it. It's walking. I'm on the beach or something here.
A lot of the roof squelched when I walked on it. It's one of the reasons that Estrada worries a lot about the structural integrity of the building.
We're not complaining or we just want to get free rent. No, we want to pay our rent, but we want to live in a safe environment.
In its statement, FML Management says that all maintenance requests are handled immediately. But rent strikes don't come without risks. In the case of the Burlington Apartments, the landlord moved to evict the striking tenants. They dropped most of those suits in September after tenants agreed to pay what they could in back rent. But at least three tenants were evicted. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Tinoco for Marketplace.